Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Time for a visit with Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show, and a great friend, whether you know it or not, of your dog, your cat, your pet. He's here to discuss some things like, should you give your dog a flu shot? We'll be discussing that and other important things. Warren is the author of the book Memoirs of a Pet Therapist, in which he tells his whole story about actually having a horse and a cow listen to him try to explain his life and give him advice. That's what that book is all about. You might want to pick it up. He and his wife, Denise, wrote the book Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. He is America's leading animal expert, after all, and he's here with us in just a moment.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactive Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
55 past the hour. Warren Eckstein is here. I love saying your last name, Eckstein.
Well, feel free to say it anytime you'd like.
Ecstatic Eckstein. What did they call you as a kid? What was your nickname as a youngster?
You know, it's interesting. All of my grandparents from Romania, so they couldn't say W, so I grew up being called Vaden. Vaden was
Varen.
Vaden. Yeah, there you go.
All right, so
I love it.
There are people who are saying, some vets are saying you should give your dogs a flu shot. Come on. Yes.
And I bet you the vets charge for that flu shot, right?
Of course they do. $80. I guess that's the end. I think we just found the quick answer to that situation. Yeah. How susceptible, though, are dogs and cats to human illnesses, though? I mean, we know they get cancer.
You know, they can. Dog, you know, they can get colds and stuff from. So the bottom line is, I've been working with animals over 30 years, mm-hmm. trained over 40,000, and I've yet to see any of my dogs get sick when I was sick because I'm smart enough. In other words, if I have a cold, I'm not kissing them on the mouth. It's that simple.
Right. Yep. Okay, but there is, according to the Royal Veterinary College, a rise in dog and cat dementia, mental decline in pets blamed on bad diets.
I think the biggest problem, and definitely there's an increase in dementia and Alzheimer's. I see it, I hear it all the time. But the bottom line is I blame it again on the parents. And here's why. I blame it on the parents because dogs are not getting the amount of mental stimulation they used to get. For example, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I was home from school. I was playing with my dog. We made believe we were Rusty and Rin Tin Tin in the backyard. Now the kids come home from school. They're off to soccer practice. They're off to here. They're off to dance school. So people generally aren't spending the amount of time keeping their pets mentally stimulated, and if you're not mentally stimulated, that's where the dementia starts coming into play. However, there are certain types of physical dementia, and there are medications on the market to treat that now.
Yeah. All right. So there is a stimulate your dog. You want to be stimulated. You need to be stimulated. Put down the device. The dog can't use the device, and you should spend a little time away from it as well.
Doug, here's what I tell people when they call me up with a situation like that. I tell them to go in. They say, well, my dog has a backyard. I say, here's what I want you to do. Go into your backyard, get down on your hands and knees, call me in an hour and tell me how stimulated you are by hanging out in your backyard. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how quickly their minds change and they start walking their dog in different neighborhoods.
I just read an article about pets as members of the family and battles over custody of children and pets have become more a part. There is a pet custody issue now that actually is being judged in courts of law. They're increasingly being used as pawns in divorces and stuff like that. So what do you recommend in that circumstance?
Well, you know, I get called in many times. I've served as a professional witness in custody battles. The judge had called me in, and what I generally find, if they both want the dog or the cat, it's an interesting combination. However, usually one person wants the dog or cat. It's not that the other person wants it. It's that the other person, because they're being vindictive, doesn't want that person to have it. Yeah. So generally, I'll sit down with both of the people involved, and I'll figure out who really deserves the dog. And in certain circumstances, I'll actually advise joint custody for the dog or cat.
Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Check out PetShow.com. Warren is here every week at this time. It's 59 past the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.